Let's head out to the Ponderosa Steakhouse restaurant this morning with John Boggs. He has some special guests for us. John?
Hi, Rob. This morning we have Karen Carduzzi and David Wade from the Jay Community Center. And we're going to be talking about Sweat-a-thon. Now, Dave, that really didn't sound too appetizing to me until I started reading about it. But, you know, you got yoga, you got hip-hop, spinning, Zumba, all these things that I don't know anything about.
Uh-huh. And we're here to help you understand, John.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about Sweat-a-thon and where did the idea come from?
Well, the idea came from a meeting that we had in our fitness. We have fitness meetings once a week, and we were talking about it. And they had what's called a Zoomathon for, a couple of years or so. And we just decided that instead of just making it exclusively to be a Zoomathon, we thought, why not take, especially when people are coming back in the fall, thinking about getting into fitness, that maybe we could put something together that would utilize all of our classes. So someone could come and work out and take a sampler of each one of the classes that we have. So we decided in the meeting to develop something called Sweat-a-thon. Uh-huh. And I know it's not appealing. And I know that you said earlier yours is the top one is the Taste of Jay County.
Yeah.
Well, if you come to the Sweat-a-thon first, then you can go to the Taste of Jay County and you feel a lot better about it.
I see. But well, it's kind of the same thing because you get a sample all
absolutely.
The best. Yeah. What I want to say, fitness programs.
Right.
Jay
and,
County.
And really, when you look at it, we have been able to put together a really well-rounded group of programming for the individuals who want to come. We have, like you said, we have boot camp, we've got yoga, hip-hop, spinning, belly dance, Zumba, Pilates, and lunch crunch. And all of these classes are just unique in themselves. Our instructors are fantastic. We have some very gifted instructors. One of the new classes, two new classes that we had come on is with Jessica Cook. And she's very talented, and she started hip-hop, and that's kind of reaching into the youth segment. Is that right, Carolyn?
Yes, that's true.
And then with belly dance, and it's new, and a lot of folks, when they hear that, they kind of have a little misconception of it. But you can tell me, and I talked to Gina Ford the other day who took the class, it's not quite what you think, is it?
No, it's not quite what you think at all. I mean, obviously, people who belly dance are in great shape, and there's a reason for that. It is a cardio and toning exercise for your midsection.
Okay.
So it's especially appealing to women because obviously in the hip and the stomach area, you know, toning is something that's, that all women want and probably a lot of us, including myself, need. You actually have to hold your muscles tight when you're doing the moves, but you also have a cardio component. So for the 45 minutes, you've really got both things going on. You start off a little bit slow, learning the moves, and then as the class rolls on, you know, you're putting strings of dance together, much like Zumba, but with a little more toning involved.
You know, a lot of us think, when you think of some of these Zumba, the hip-hop, and the belly dancing, you think of someone a little bit younger, but I came in to talk to you yesterday, Carolyn, and Dave was having a class, and those weren't young people, and some of the moves they were doing. Tell us a little bit about your class.
Well, in fact, Carolyn walked by, and she said, please don't kill them.
It's really not good for business.
I know, it's not good for business to have people to leave
on a stretcher.
On a stretcher. No, I've been teaching senior classes for, that's going on now. Almost 4 years, and I just decided to change it up. And normally on Wednesday I have what's called VersaBar class, senior VersaBar, and I changed it to kind of like a toned down boot camp, and I call it Fun Camp, kind of disguised it somewhat. But they were doing stations, and each one of the stations they would go to and do it for 30 seconds, and then I would give them ample time to rest, and then go to the next exercise. And so it was something totally different. But I'll tell you, just one or so that it was not their cup of tea, but most of them came by and gave me a thumbs up. In fact, one, Mrs. Durham, she came by and she said, Dave, thank you. Thumbs up. She said, this challenged me. So I appreciate that. So you know, the population is a lot of times, and I'm glad you said that, because we look at it and we think, this is young. This is only for the young people. Uh-huh. We need exercise. American College of Sports Medicine said we need 150 minutes a week of vigorous exercise to keep ourselves healthy.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I watched that, the first thing I thought is, you know, I'm getting kind of old, I think.
Oh, no.
And here are these folks in there. We're a little bit older than me, and they were doing some moves that I know I couldn't do. I just know I couldn't do. And I thought, how remarkable that they have that kind of flexibility. And then I started thinking, maybe I better get in one of these classes so I can maintain that flexibility.
Well, I think they're great classes. And a lot of these, we're hoping that people who are older, and we don't mean that in any derogatory sense, we'd like you to come to the Sweat-a-thon and experience the classes, because one of the new classes that's just been developed is Don Milligan's Pilates. Pilates is one of the greatest tools that an individual can use to lengthen and strengthen their muscles. It is fantastic. In fact, Joseph Pilates created this because he was in the hospital, and there was no proper way for him to rehabilitate, so he created it himself. And this program has been used throughout the world by countless individuals to regain health, and it is so popular all over the United States, and I'm really thrilled that Dawn is bringing it to the Jay Community Center, so that's a part of the sampler. Let me give you the schedule real quick.
Okay.
First of all, we start at 4 o'clock. We're going to have the introduction to the individuals who are there, kind of introduce the instructors. At 4:15, I'm going to be teaching about a 12-minute boot camp. It'll be a whole-body boot camp. Then at 4:30, belly dancing will start with Myra, and then at 5 will be hip hop with Jessica Cook. At 5:15 will be a Zumba sampler with Josie and also with Don Milligan, and they'll move back and forth. Mm-hmm. And then at 5:30 we'll go into Pilates, which will slow it down, and Don will teach that, and then we'll finish up with Paul Vespri coming in, who's a skilled man in yoga, just fantastic, and he'll finish up the session from 5:45 to 6 o'clock. Then at 6 we're going to have a time of refreshments and kind of meet and greet and spend time with one another and just kind of get to know each other, and hopefully we'll have some folks who will come and participate in the classes.
Wow. It sounds like a lot of fun. It sounds a little more appealing than Sweat-a-thon.
You mean the refreshments from 6:30?
That sounds pretty good, too. Hey, let's go back and pay a bill or two at the studio. And when we come back, we'll talk with Carolyn about the Hudson Family Park half marathon and 5K.
Yep.
But right now, let's go back to you, Rob.